seems such a pathetic question to have to ask. Why can't we love the members of our own family?
You do love the members of your own family. You simply have a very limited view of who your family members are. You don't consider yourself part of the human family. And so the problems of the human family are not your own.
How can the peoples of the earth change their worldview?
That depends on what you want to change it to.
Well, how can we eliminate more of the pain, more of the suffering?
By eliminating all separations between you. By constructing a new model of the world. By holding it within the framework of a new idea.
Which is?
Which is going to be a radical departure from the present worldview. Presently, you see the world, we're speaking geopolitically now, as a collection of nation-states, each sovereign, separate, and independent of each other. The internal problems of these independent nation-states are, by and large, not considered the problems of the group as a whole, unless and until they affect the group as a whole, or the most powerful members of that group. The group as a whole reacts to the conditions and problems of individual states based on the vested interests of the larger group. If no one in the larger group has anything to lose, conditions in an individual state could go to hell and no one would much care. Thousands can starve to death each year. Hundreds can die in civil war. Despots can pillage the countryside. Dictators and their armed thugs can rape, plunder, and murder. Regimes can strip the people of basic human rights, and the rest of you will do nothing. It is, you say, an internal problem. But when your interests are threatened there, when your investments, your security, your quality of life is on the line, you rally your nation and try to rally your world behind you and rush in where angels fear to tread. You then tell the big lie, claiming you are doing what you are doing for humanitarian reasons, to help the oppressed peoples of the world, when the truth is, you're simply protecting your own interests. The proof of this is where you do not have interests, you don't have concern.
Hey, the world's political machinery operates on self-interest. What else is new?
Something will have to be new if you wish your world to change. You must begin to see someone else's interests as your own. This will happen only when you reconstruct your global reality and govern yourselves accordingly.
Are you talking about a one-world government?
I am.
You know, you promised you'd get into larger geopolitical issues facing the planet, but I didn't think you would enter this debate.